record, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm boxed out, just made a power play. Back. I'm from a side where it's cold, so congratulate. Yikes. And all that sneak dissing only make me have to say I am better, look better, pussy, plus I'm half your weight. Whoa. Out of breath for you rap, I'm a spaz today. E-H, screenplay, Hail Mary Maggie.
Shotgun.
Play. Check that, for nigga, get head cracked. Uh-huh. My essay volley like you called him a wetback. M16 and it come with the vest scrap. Pick a nigga out when I'm ready to test that.
Go.
40 with the beam and it go with the leg strap. Put my name in the record, ain't no way we could dead that. Caught him lacking in the K with a head tap.
What else?
Fuck the DA, tell his brother I said that. And his other man's dead, so I can't get my bread back.
I be looking at the sky like you should never did that.
Ray-Ban, slick talk, be the get back.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no beef, this just a message, so imagine the impact. You claim you had deals, I already done did that.
Wow.
Two charges in the past, did a couple of bids that made me ready for whatever, and I'm feeling like this.
Bitch,
street talking, this rap shit easy, I'm sleepwalking.
Ooh.
30 clip under the T, so use caution. Heard I'm the man at the gates, I move flawless. Act tough, get out of line, the two sparking. He got hit, she got hit, the goons off him. Mike Jack zipping him up, he moonwalking. Hot shells eat through your flesh, your move bothers. L been the boss round here like June father.
It's a time and place for it all. Just move smarter, I ain't never took shit on a hop. I'm Luke Walker,
bitch.
I ain't never took shit on a hop.
I'm Luke Walker.
Yeah, y'all niggas is bugging, man. Y'all niggas out y'all fucking mind. Bugging, nigga. Just
get
started, nigga.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's your boy Flock Gaza, BX in the building. RIP, my nigga LB the boss, forever the boss, man. It's either the boss way or no way. You now rocking with For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. We here. We made it another week, y'all. It's Monday. Happy New Year's to everybody. I ain't say that too. Y'all know the vibe. Stay positive and productive. 929-477-2425 is the number you need to call to get on the radio tonight. We on for a full hour, and I do have a special guest, y'all. So make sure y'all tuning in. I'm going to let him introduce himself. Yo, Smooth, let the people know who you are, where you from, and what you do, my man.
Yo, 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 what up, man? My name is Smooth Vega, man. Fort Worth, Texas, man, down south, you know what I'm saying? Yo, man, I kind of do a lot of things, man. I started as a musician, transitioned into a promoter / talent buyer. Now I'm a media personality, you know. I was inducted into the Fort Worth Music Hall of Fame, where I'm from, last year. Well, actually, 2019. The youngest to ever do that. But, man, you know, like I said, I wear a lot of hats. As a talent buyer, started my company. Kind of more or less, I started doing self-promoted events in 2007. But I formed my company officially and really launched it as a full-fledged, touring company where I started routing national tours like in 2015, 2016. It kind of comes from me not getting booked as an artist, and that's kind of how my journey began with that side of the business. But within the aspects and the parameters of that, I started routing a lot of tours for a lot of artists all throughout Texas, not just Dallas, Fort Worth. I mean, you're talking Houston, San Antonio, Austin. And I've spoken to a lot of artists out here, man. You're talking Dave East. You're talking Joy Lucas. You're talking A Boogie with the Hoodie. Their first shows ever in Texas were with me. Voice the 5'9", Joe Budden. The list goes on and on. Ja Rule, Ashanti, The Game, Immortal Technique. There's a lot of artists that I've worked with over the years, and I've routed their tours. Like I said, Nipsey Hussle's Victory Lap Tour. Just a ton of artists that I've worked with on that side of the business. And, you know, and I do a few other things as well, but it's a little bit in a nutshell, kind of what I do.
Man, a man of many, many, many trades. I'm pretty sure independent artists, if you listening, call it right now. Spin your music, man. Make sure you get your music spun here on For the Record Radio. We 7 days a week. We here with my man Smooth Vega from the South. You know what I mean? So y'all already know what it is. Make sure y'all tune in. Yo, Vega, we about to spin an independent artist. When we get back from this independent artist spinning, I'm going to ask you what you think about the artist we just spun, all right?
Let's do it, man. I'm ready to hear.
All right. So make sure y'all call in 929-477-2425 because this is where the independent artist definitely matters the most. I'm going to start off with Suavo ADTMG. He's from Memphis. He's making noise in Minnesota right now, this second. Another hardworking independent artist out there from Minnesota. There's many, but he's one of many. And I want to spend him tonight and give him a shout. Shout out to him and hope you feel better, my G. You heard? This is called Freeze. Video out right now. Suavo. ADTMG, y'all. Let's get it.
Suavo tripping. Who's stopping that nigga? I'm a hot reptile, no lizard.
Hot nigga.
See this thing, now they wait for the scissor.
Yeah.
You gon' die if you play with Lil Dizzle. Shaking bake on a bitch from a dribble. I been on the earth since.
Hey, Yonzo, turn up on the ass.
Yeah, yeah, hey. How many niggas freeze, bud?
How many niggas freeze, pause?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout it on her knees, boss.
Bow.
Yelling out, please, no.
Hey.
Ho, just take the ski, oh.
Ooh.
Then I'm to the streets, boss. Louis with the V, dog.
Louis V.
Make a nigga leap. Frog. I can never be y'all.
Nah.
How many niggas freeze, balls? Shawty on her knees, balls.
Bow.
Yelling out, please, nah.
Nah.
Ho, just take the ski, oh. Then I'm to the streets, balls. Louis with the V, dog.
Louis V.
Make a nigga leap, frog.
I
can never be y'all.
I
can never be you niggas.
Nah.
Back the rats out that cheese and deliver.
Yeah.
If he stop before we leave, he a quitter. I'm like Caesar, not caging my niggas. If I make it, I'm taking my hitters.
Hey.
Leave the infant ass niggas with sitters.
Niggas.
No, you don't like the taste, it ain't bitter. See right through it, we know you not realer. He get wrong, throw his ass off the pillar. Bitch, I'm sick, I'm the real salmonella. Operation to take out a dealer.
Hey.
Heat a plug, then I'm popping that nigga. Suavo tripping, who's stopping that nigga? I'm a hot reptile, no lizard. See this thing, now they wait for the scissor.
Yeah.
You gon' die if you play with Lil Dizzle. Shaking bake on a bitch from a dribble. I been on their ass since I was little.
On they ass.
Not my fault that you went bought a pillar. I didn't tell you to sleep on a nigga. Writing raps, blowing weed on the river. Niggas, bitches, they sparkle and glitter.
Niggas,
throwing way, they just watch how you little. He gon' bark like a dog in the kennel.
Yeah.
Homies locked in the farm, you're the pillar.
Niggas gone.
Lord, forgive unintentional sinning.
Lord.
I'm not taking no L, bitch, I'm winning. Not my state, but I'm up in your city. Never block on the op, he get litty.
Hey.
Yeah.
Bow.
Never block on the op, he get litty.
Never block.
Yeah, these fuck niggas know that I'm with
bitch,
it.
You know it.
I make niggas freeze, pause.
Yeah.
Shout it on her knees, pause.
Bow.
Yelling out, please, nah.
Hey.
Ho, just take the ski, oh. Then I'm to the streets, boss. Louis with the V.
Dog.
Make a nigga leap, frog. I can never be y'all.
How
many niggas freeze, pause? Shawty on her knees, balls. Yelling out, please, nah.
Nah.
Ho, just take the ski, oh. Then I'm to the streets, balls. Louis with the V, dog. Make a nigga leap, frog.
I
can never be y'all.
I.
Yeah, I can never be y'all. Hey.
Yeah.
Louis with the V, dog. Hey.
Yeah.
Make a
you
nigga freeze, pause. Yeah, yeah. Ho, just take
that's
the ski off.
Aye.
Yeah, yeah.
Memphis.
Make a nigga freeze.
Minnesota.
Know what the fuck going on, nigga. Long live a hot
y'all
boy for life.
Know.
And I mean it.
The call is
aye.
The call is in. Do not
make a
hang
freeze,
up.
Pause.
If you listening right now, 929-477-2425, where the independent artist matters the most, I am your host, Fly Gaza. You made it a Mind Stars Monday. We here 7 days a week, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and 6 p.m. West Coast time. No days off. That's 7 days a week. I'm here with my special guest himself from the South. Smooth Vega is in the fucking building, and his resume is long, y'all. If you are an independent artist, you need to be tuned in right now. You fuck around and catch a gem on the way. It's only an hour over. Never know. Yo, this guy is an award-winning recording artist, award-nominated promoter. Man, he's working hard. He's dealt with people like Dave East, like he was saying, Joe Buttons, Nipsey Hussle, the fucking list is long, my guy. Yo, Chameleon, Paul Wall, no cap, y'all. This guy's been working for years. Smooth, baby. How you doing today?
Hey man, that ain't even the whole list right there. That's just that's 25% of the list.
I'm pretty
hey,
damn
no, I'm
sure,
good.
Man.
And no, I'm good,
man.
Bro. You know, look, man, I heard the record, man. I thought the record was dope right there. Where's that dude from?
Say that again.
The record that you just played, where's he from?
He's from Memphis, but he's out of Minnesota right now. He goes by the artist name Swabo. That's SWABOADTMG. Just type that in. You're gonna find. He's working. I don't know how many videos he dropped last year. Let's just say. And I know he's cooking for this year. That's a major fact.
Yeah, that's dope as hell, bro. Yeah. No, definitely, man. You know, it's so interesting, man. You know, like I know I mentioned it. You know, I jumped into media a little over a year ago, man. And you talk about jams. I actually have an interview that I did with King Crook. You know, King Crook, I've known him for so long. But we did an interview a few weeks ago, and it actually got picked up by a lot of media publications. And, you know, I highly recommend anybody that may be listening right now to go check that interview out, man. There was a lot of gems in that, man. As my man Crook likes to say, man, it was jewelry time. You know what I mean?
Hey, for real, though. And that's the kind of jewelry store I like to be in. You feel me? Because it's all about energy, man. We got to help each other, whether it's the top dog to the lowest dog. Because the lowest dog, 9 times out of 10, he's the diamond in the rough. And all he needs is that little extra push, man. And that's what the independent artist is to me. We all trying to make it somehow, some way. And people as yourself, you never know, be able to help somebody one day. Because I'm pretty sure someone either helped you or sparked your spark. You feel me?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think if there's any message that I want to get across to any listener that may be listening tonight, man, it's like, you know, in 2008, you know, as an artist, I was working on a project and I had came up with a slogan for my project. And the slogan for the project was redefining independence, right? And I think the thing about, you know, what my whole MO has always been, you know, I wasn't the guy that everybody expected to be great. You know, I wasn't naturally skilled like everybody else. I developed my skills. I always had a drive and a hunger to want to be better and go harder than everybody else around me. And, you know, and the truth is like, because I wasn't as naturally gifted as some people, it took me a little longer to get there. But I feel like whenever you have, you know, a clear, definitive idea of where you're going, then there's no doubt that you can get there. The problem a lot of times with, you know, independent artists and me being independent, because, you know, I'm an independent promoter as well. And even though I've worked with all those names that you listed, and I've worked with people like Live Nation, I've worked with, you know, some major situations, you know, I've worked directly with Def Jam, you know, I host calls for these guys, you know, I work with a lot of people, man. Ultimately, it boils down to the fact that, like, I never stopped. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, people will sit there and be like, man, they'll go in with no direction or no sense of idea of what they're going for. And, you know, that's the equivalent of driving a car 100 miles per hour, you know, with no destination. Eventually, you're going to run out of gas. You know, you might look cool, but you're going to eventually run out of gas. You have to know what it is that you're going for, man. And that's the only real way to, like, manage and measure success. And ultimately, too, man, like, you know, that's another thing with success, you know, that's very subjective. Like, everybody has different definitions of what success means to them and what it is that they're trying to accomplish. Some people define success by the streams. Some people define success by numbers, you know, metrics, like how many followers they got or how many subscribers they got on YouTube. Some people measure success on, you know, touring, you know, how many people that come out to see them or how much money they can make off a show. Some people are just happy with creating and making a living. You know, making a living doesn't necessarily mean you're rich. It just means that you're getting by. But once you realize what success means to you and how you define that, then it's a lot easier to kind of go for that. You know, like I mentioned, like, it's important that you have direction. It's important that you have goals. I know that's not the cool shit to say, but it's the truth. You got to have goals. You got to, you know, set. You got to have that vision to know, like, man, look, this is what I want to do and this is what I'm going to do. And a lot of what I've done over the years was never planned. I just said, hey, you know what, I want to do this, and I did it. And like, to me, it was never difficult. But, like, on the outside looking in, it was like, yo, how the fuck did you do that? I'm like, should I try?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, effort, when you work towards something, you'll be surprised how often you could accomplish that. You know, if that's what you want, you're going to find a way to get it. It's just a matter of how bad do you want it? You know what I'm saying? And that's something that I think every artist, every person, it doesn't matter what field you're in, like internally you have to ask yourself, like, how bad do I want this? Do I want it as bad as I want a party? Do I want it as bad as I want a girlfriend? Do I want it as bad as I want these new Jordans? Do I want it as bad as this, that, or the third? You got to know what that is, bro. And for me, man, this is, you know, music, the music industry, entertainment. Like, I mean, this is literally the only thing I've ever wanted, and I've always worked for it. But the body of work, you know, represents that as well, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope everybody was listening, man. He's giving me inspiration, just him speaking, so I know somebody feels something. Callers, if you're listening right now, do not hang up. There's a lot of y'all. We're going to start taking callers. You ready, Smooth?
I'm ready whenever you're ready, man.
All right. Well, let's get to these callers. You never know who's going to call in. Let's take this first caller. See who it is. Caller, who are you? Where are you from? And what do you do?
Yo, it's OC Nick, man. What's going on? Y'all know how the fuck I'm bumming, man. What's going on?
My man, OC in the fucking building.
What's up, man? New York, what's up, my peoples, man? What's going on?
Man, how you doing, man? Happy New Year. I'm here with my special guest, Smooth Vega, man.
Vega, what's good, brother? What's good, man?
Man, what's cracking, bro? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm out here, man. I heard try to push my new label, NWO, Next World Order. You know how the fuck I'm bumming and shit, man. Y'all know I'm out here trying to get on my CO. Y'all check me out on YouTube. OC Nick, is you dumb? Right now, we just hit 700 views in the last 2 weeks, but we trying to get up to a mil. You know how the fuck I'm bumming. You know how I'm grinding out here. Tree swing. Ain't no capping in my rap. You know how the fuck I'm bumming.
Happy New Year, bro.
OC Nick, for real, though, man. I thank you for calling, my brother. Yo, you got any shout-outs you want to give anybody or a question for my guest?
Man, I got a shout-out to Deuce Cobain. Shit, shout-out to Zulu God, First God. Check him out. Shout-out to Slim. Shit, shout-out to my OG, my brother now. Free Killer, Free Real. Shit, fuck the Ops. You know how the fuck I'm bumming. Shit.
Talk your shit. That's what it's about, man.
Hey,
I want to thank you for calling, man.
Hey, play OC Niggas, you don't. Play my shit one time. Let the world know who I am, man.
Did you send me your shit?
You want me to send it to your Gmail?
Man, you got to send it to that Gmail, B. Hurry up. Send it to that Gmail.
I'm finna send it to your Gmail right now.
All right, stay right there. We're going to spin your shit by the end of the night. Once you send it to me, I got you. That's OC Nick, man. That's my guy right there. He really about what he say, man. He really about that life. Let's just say that. Man, let's get to this next caller. Next caller, who are you? Where you from? What do you do? I'm here with my special guest. Move back.
Yo, it's your boy Pops from Chopping Up with Pops. What's shaking, yo?
Yo! Minnesota's in the building. What's up, Pops? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing outstanding, man. Outstanding.
That's
got a good
up,
buzz
man.
Going. Got no bullshit football. This football is just bullshit, man. Our Cowboys lost yesterday, man. Pissed me off.
My Giants are doing pretty good, I heard. I don't know. I'm not talking about it anymore.
Man, they're going to the playoffs. Yeah, man.
I have a special guest, man. I got a special guest, Pops, man. Do you have any questions for Smooth Vega? He's dealt with being an independent artist. He's been doing it for a while. He's got a lot of names he's worked with in the industry. He's been in there. You have any questions for him that might shed some light for the independent artist?
Yeah, man. You ever think about dropping a blueprint for a young up-and-coming person? Just drop the blueprint so they ain't got to go through all the bullshit that a lot of people have to go through to get to where they are?
You know, man, I think that's, again, you know, that's something that's always been very subjective because, you know, different strokes work for different folks. But I'm all about,
correct,
you know, giving, you know, advice out to whoever may need it. You know what I'm saying? And I do believe that there's certain things that people need to do in order to kind of get to that next step. But I mean, in terms of like me doing something just on a broader scale, like it has crossed my mind to, you know, start developing a book of some sorts, you know, in regards to music psychology and really just, you know, the music industry as a whole. Like a lot of people will sit here and try to tell you this is how you're going to make it and this is how to make it, you know, but the truth is no one can really predict how your journey is going to look. You just have to know what it is that you want and what's going to fulfill you as a musician, as a CEO, as a manager, or whatever role that you're looking to take on. Like if you know, for example, like what's going to make you feel fulfilled is having a Grammy, then, you know, you're going to work towards trying to get to that Grammy. You're going to work on the best possible music possible. Some people aren't necessarily chasing a Grammy. Some people are chasing checks. Some people are chasing women. Some people are chasing the look. So I think that's going to ultimately come down to you. But I mean, that's kind of what I would say, you know?
Man, as well as he could put it. And yo, Pops, let's move in. Let them know what exposure you get for the independent artist here on For the Record every Tuesday.
Oh, for sure, man. Every Tuesday night, I have a show right here on For the Record Radio. It's called Chopping It with Pops. I invite a local independent artist into my home. They sit on my couch. We give them an interview. We spin their music. We smoke a lot of weed. We break out a gas mask and a 3-foot bong.
That's a fact.
We have a good time with it. We do all this on Facebook and Instagram Live. It's for the audience. We do have giveaways for the audience, for the listeners and the people who call in. And, yeah, it's a good time for everybody, I think.
That's a major fact. If you're listening right now, make sure you tune in to Chop It Up with Pops every Tuesday, same time, same place, same number. Here on For the Record Radio. Hey, yo, Pops, what independent artist you going to let shine tonight?
Oh, man, I think I'm going to go with my tomorrow night's guest. I think we'll hear some Pharoah Hendricks.
Ooh. Ooh, I got an exclusive. Hey, yo, hold on to your seat, Smooth Vega. This is Pharoah Hendricks. He's in I believe he's from St. Paul, Minnesota. This cat right here has been grinding a long time doing his thing. He made it to the XXL magazine a few years ago. I'm gonna play Rick James. This is an exclusive. He's got his partner on there, Black Rock Star. Let's get it. Let's tune in, y'all.
Niggas get the bleed cause they feel blood. Nigga got loud, bring your earplug. Sell it after this, not fake lean. I stay with the gas like I ain't
been. I'm on the coke like Rick James. I'm going way up like airplane. Bitch, I'm trying to blow like propane. Hit my whip all black like Bruce Wayne.
Bring a fucking shovel, got snow, boy. On these niggas' necks like George Floyd. Dirty ass nigga, I'ma clean that. Double cut, fat Joe, lean back.
Bitch, I'm on the coke like Rick James. Going way up like airplane. Bitch, I'm trying to blow like propane. Hit my whip all black like Bruce Wayne.
Bring a fucking shovel, got snow, boy. Up all these niggas' necks like George Floyd. Dirty ass nigga, I'ma clean that. Double cut, fat Joe, lean back.
Trevor Hendrix, Black Rockstar, Rick James,
man, that's a whole vibe right there, yo. Shout out to Trevor Hendrix, you know the fucking vibes, man. You either tuned in or you tuned out. It's your boy Fly Guys, and you already know BX in the building, New York City, stand up. We here. Callers, do not hang up. If you hang up, you go to the bottom of the list, and I do go by whoever stays there. So make sure y'all calling in right now, 929-477-2425, where the independent artist matters the most. I do have my special guest here. He's dropping real gems, y'all. Smooth Vega, what's the vibe, Papa? How you doing tonight?
Shit, man, chilling, man. Just listening to the music, man. I was vibing. Where's that artist from?
Oh, man, they in Minnesota. They in Minnesota right now. Right now.
Hard. Yeah, man. So, man, let's chop it up, man. I actually got to get on another interview here in a sec, man. So we'll make this the last segment. But whatever y'all want to talk about, let's have a free-for-all.
I bet. So check it out. I'm going to ask you a few questions here before we let you go. I'm grateful for you sliding through. I appreciate it. So check it out. As an independent artist, do you agree that an independent artist can't just go into the game with just their music? Remember back in the day? This ain't back in the day. Do you agree that they need more than one skill to really push themselves, because the people that are actually looking to invest in an independent artist, or to say, quote unquote, give them a deal, they're looking for them to invest in themselves, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, I could kind of look at that two different ways. You know, as a promoter, for example, you know, if I'm booking a tour and I'm booking an artist and I see an artist that's grinding and putting time, effort, and energy into what it is that they're doing, I could pretty much identify that pretty quick. So I'm more likely to kind of gravitate towards an artist that's doing that versus an artist that's not doing that. On a label standpoint, I think self-sufficiency is at an all-time high. You know, we're in a DIY era. You know, everybody's able to do it themselves. You know, they could do it, you know, literally do it yourself. You know, you could shoot your own videos. It's like easier than ever to record and distribute music. You know, whenever I was coming up as an artist, whenever I was younger, and whenever I was studying music as a teenager, you know, the internet wasn't around. Like, the internet didn't become a thing till what, like, 96, 98, 2000. So, like, even though the internet's been around now for the past 20 plus years, it's still, in the grand scheme of things, in its infancy. So, you know, a lot of things have happened, and a lot of things are available to the artists of today that weren't available to artists, you know, 20 years ago, for example. You know, like, so it's a lot,
right?
You know, you could go viral. You can go viral now. You know, you could have a young kid that's 14 years old record a song on his computer and upload it to YouTube and distribute it through DistroKid or whatever distributor they have, and now all of a sudden they got music out. Like, it is literally easier than ever to be able to put music out. So I don't necessarily know that there's like a set formula of how to do it and how not to do it. I just think that artists need to kind of get an identity. You know, they have to know who they are. You know, like, if they want people to take notice in them, whether it's a label or whether it's a you know, a promoter or whatever attention they're trying to get, man, like, they literally just have to have an identity, because it's easier to identify with someone that knows who they are versus someone that's still trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys, because there's no way to predict what's going to go and what's not going to go. You know, you can have an, but see, you know, you, I'm a firm believer that artists, you know, they leave the way they come in. So if they came in fast, they're going to leave fast. If it took a minute to get there, right, they're going to stay there for a minute because they're going to, like, really, really appreciate the grind that it took to get there. And, you know, like they say, most overnight successes take 10 to 15 years, you know?
Oh, man, I hope y'all heard that. All independent artists, write that down. Shit do not happen overnight, and if it do, it ends short. Let's keep it straight, buck, yeah, straightforward. That's real talk, my guy. We can't say it no other way, man.
And I will say this, like, you know, being independent, you know, like, again, you know, whenever I was coming up, I wasn't the most skilled artist, you know, and some would argue that I'm still not the most skilled artist, but, you know, I've developed a lot, and I'm definitely a lot years ahead of where I was, and I was self-taught. But because I was self-taught, it forced me to do things and learn things that, you know, maybe, you know, the average person doesn't think to do. You know, like, I developed a skill in graphic design. I developed a skill in web design. Without knowing, you know, I was doing social media marketing before it was called social media marketing. I developed a skill in that. You know, fast forward years later, you know, I'm able to kind of apply all those things to being, you know, a promoter and a talent buyer, you know, booking talent, you know, routing tours, you know, and now also doing social media management and working on brand management for artists like Royce the 5'9" and Cap G or whoever it may be. You know, when we talk Royce the 5'9", he just got nominated for a Grammy for Best Rap Album. I've been working with him directly for the past, you know, I've been working with him for years, like over 10 years. But, like, in regards to, like, you know, on the management side, I've been working with him for the past year. And, you know, I'm helping with his Facebook, his YouTube. I'm, you know, designing all his merchandise. We're about to roll out his new merch in the next week or two. And I'm really excited for people to see what we're about to roll out for Royce. It's a really big deal, you know, for me to be able to contribute on that level. You know, I'm supposed to be out there in Detroit in the next week or so to kind of start working on new content for his socials. You know, these are things that people don't realize, like, that took a long time just to get to the point where I have the trust of someone that is nominated for a Grammy and someone that's, you know, having arguably the most successful one of their career, and they're trusting me to be able to kind of direct that. Like, it says a lot from a kid from Texas that literally picked it up and said I was going to do this and just fucking did it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
did the fucking
so
damn,
like,
thing, my guy. Yes.
Yeah, just did it. You know what I'm saying? And at that, being Mexican-American, you know, it's not like it's common for people like ourselves to get these type of opportunities. But, you know, I'm just a firm believer, man. If the opportunities aren't being given to you, then go out and create your own opportunities. Way too much and way too frequently I see artists and talent that complain about lack of opportunities, and I was just always the type of guy, like, hey, man, if I'm not getting booked for shows, I'm going to create my own. You know what I'm saying? If I can't afford graphics, or if I don't like the way graphic designers are treating me, I'm going to create my own. I started a media platform out of frustration to not getting media placement by some of the local media people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, you literally can do anything you want to do as long as you really want to do it. So just fucking do it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie, man. I could definitely relate to that. That's kind of the reason I built the radio station. Feel me? I'm an independent artist. And then I was like, yo, I could support mad independent artists on this. And this is where we are now with Smooth Vega. That's crazy.
Yeah. No,
where,
man,
you
absolutely
don't even know. I'm honored, brother. I'm so honored, man. If y'all don't know who this is, go look him up, y'all. Go look him up. The proof is in the pudding. He's been putting in work in many different areas for independent and industry, y'all. This guy's the real deal. For real, though. You ready? You want to take another caller?
Who, me? Oh, yeah, I'm with it, man. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we never know who could call in. Let's see who calls in. Caller, who are you, where you from, and what do you do?
Who, me? Hossie Hustle? Who y'all talking to?
Yes, sir. Let him know who you are,
what's
where
up,
you
what's
from,
up, what's up?
What do you do? Talk your shit.
Yes, sir. Man, my name is Hossie Hustle. I'm an independent artist on all platforms right now, and I was feeling every word that you said, my brother, about everything that came out your mouth was 100% true, and I'm going to start applying that to my life, man. I mean, right now I'm in the ATL, looking for, you know, the, you know, just to connect with other independent artists and just soak up the game, man. I'm on all streaming platforms. I got this song called Not the End of the Road. I'm very familiar with your work, man. And I'm just trying to get connected, man. Like, I love this shit. Every day I'm on what's that platform called? Clubhouse, you know what I'm saying? Connecting, you feel me? So I just love this shit.
Now, just for the record, Smooth Vega and Hossie are both got from Clubhouse, y'all. So I hope they cut me a
yes,
check.
Sir.
And we're going to cut y'all a check too, all right, y'all? But I'm saying, like, that place is a great place to network. So if you're a promotion beast, if you're a marketing
yeah.
beast, you can always learn more there. If you're a video person, you do graphics, independent, there's a room for everybody. And that's why guys are approved. Yo, Hossie, man, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know this song right here?
Hold on.
I don't know if he know that song, Smooth.
Hey, man, I heard that song, man, way back in the day, man. Ever since I heard that motherfucking song, I loved it. Yes, sir.
Yo,
hey, man,
yo, Mr. Hustle, man, introduce your track, man. Exclusive.
Yes, sir, that's an exclusive, man. I hope y'all like it. Y'all going to hear some motherfucking music. That song is called Not the End of the Road. Man, I made that song. I was going through some shit in my life. You know, unfortunately, my brother got life in a penitentiary. So I made that song basically for him. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's in the chain gang and they ain't never getting out. And I basically just made that song for them to basically, you know, keep your head up. You feel me? It's not the end of the road. You feel me? Don't matter what your situation may look like. You know what I'm saying? We man, just keep your head up. You feel me? Don't matter. So not the end of the road, man. All streaming platforms, YouTube, Spotify. Man, go get that thing, bro. It's up.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Trying to do better. When I was digging on my own, I got it straight out the gutter. No, I do better. business with my bros, and we looked out for each other. The streets is good, so I prepare for the weather. I keep that Nina, it's my heated, get tucked in my sweater. I ride for all my guys, I just talk to whoever. Ask God, forgive my sins, cause I get back to
the end of the road. And it sucks when I get younger. The streets are glittering cold.
Y'all know the vibe. That's a whole motherfucking vibe, man. Hey yo, don't hang up, Hossie. I got something for you calling in tonight, alright? Don't hang up. Stay right there, alright?
Yes, sir.
That. Yo, caller, who are you? Where you from and what do you do? Paulie.
Oh, hey, how you doing, man? This is Paul Mass
TV is in the building. Smooth Beggar had to go. He had another interview to go, man. Shout out to him. Thank you for your time. Paulie, what's the vibe, man? I want you to let Hossie know what you do for the independent artist, because I want to give him the gift. So let them know what Paul Mass TV do.
Well, I have an online music show. I've been doing this for just a little bit over 8 years now, and what I do is I interview independent artists and help them get their name out there, because obviously that's one thing the independent artist has a little struggle with, is getting their name out. And then right after the interview, if you send me a link to your music video, I'll put that on right after that. And a lot of people, especially here for the record, love it. You know, I interviewed Plock here, King Kush, Panero 500, all them. And they all love it, and they'll back me up on this. So, you know, I would like to do an interview with you sometime, man.
Definitely. Yes, yo, Hossie, you got a video on YouTube, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. I do got a video up on YouTube.
Man, so you fit the criteria, my guy. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to link you and Paulie up. You feel me? We're going to link y'all up. All you got to do is download the Zoom app, and Paulie's going to tell you everything you need to know. We're going to link up on Facebook so I can just create a room and make it easy for you. All right, Hossie?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ding me in, man. I love it. I fucks with you.
Yes,
bro.
Sir, man.
You.
Opportunities are always. Spread the word. Before the Record Radio is where the independent artist matters the most. You heard? We here. Yo, Paulie.
Yes, sir.
I know you could. Yo, Paul Mass TV, dig down in the crate. Who you going to let shine tonight, my brother?
Well, I guess I'll play some Fire in the Trunk tonight.
Oh, shit. Minnesota, Toby Swisher. If y'all looking for bars, this song right here is definitely for you. Yo, Paul, man, thank you for calling. Thanks for supporting For the Record Radio artists, as well as us calling in and giving artists that opportunity. 100. Paul Mass TV request Toby motherfucking Swisher. Fire in the Trunk.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Yeah.
Toby. I got that motherfucking fire in the trunk.
I'm holding doobie, getting high on my Scooby Doobie. Bitches that wanna screw me is calling and trying to sue me. Bumping that Snoopy snooping, got goofies up in the hoopty. I'm rolling around in my hood, screaming out whoopie whoop, whoopie whoop. Niggas only got room for two, but I'm better off in my coop. Ladies is trying to cope when I tell them, look at my roof. Don't blow away my coke, get the coat up right next to you. Passing out on my blunt and I hit it right after you. Flexing out after school on my crib this late afternoon. It's whatever I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to go do it soon. Sign is new instrumental, I probably gon' make a tune. Probably gon' hit my tune and release all of my inner tunes, yeah. I'm like the movies, fucking around with these bougies. Touchy feeling with mooches, Jimmy up in my wallet. No hesitation to do it, burden of invitation. a slave, but I'm chilling like I'm the master. Acid in my delivery, irritating the masses. Passing my rapping classes, behind designer glasses. Asses need to be slapped, but these rappers think they faster than Jabba. Don't own a killing spree, and I'm cannibal. My meals are prepared, but I bought enough of Hannibal. Yeah, I eat your brain like a cantaloupe. Cannon up on my table, my angle sends you to Angelo. Motherfucking beast, and these rappers looking like cantaloupe. Motherfucking beast, and these rappers don't run with animals. Everybody say that I cock and spray with a hammer. No ante up on my medical cup. I got the antidote jump. I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I got fire in the trunk. Hey, hey. I got fire in the trunk. Motherfucker, I got fire. I don't sit baby talk. Don't do that goo-goo gaga. I am that dude to look who your head off like Nobunaga. I got two dudes and two deuces that deuces to the problems. Them bitches go do-do-do-do. That's sayonara. Ain't claiming God in my title. I claim the higher power. You couldn't marvel my prowess. I climbed the higher tower. Lyrics like birth and the dragon. Nigga, that's firepower. Magician mixed with a ninja bullet like Okinawa. I'm always rolling and blowing, smoking the dopest hour. I hope you focus. My hocus pocus ain't broken mirrors. My flow like locust. I'm loco long as I call these niggas. My flow like dopest like coke. Before it's cut, my nigga. And everybody look at me because I'm so impressive. But then I teach them a lesson and they become aggressive. Homie, I've murdered the lesson. That's how I got progressive. You couldn't last a fucking second in my effervescence. Bitch, I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. I got fire in the trunk. Woo-ha! I got fire in the trunk. Motherfucker, I got fire in the trunk. Say what?
Fire!
GT!
Yeah.
I got fire.
You already know what it is. Toby Swisher. Toby Swisher, Minnesota, stand up. Fire in the trunk. Shout out to Paul Mass TV. Straight up, he actually got the interview for Toby Swisher. This guy has been trying since last year, and he actually got it. I know he feels good about it. Go check it out right now. Paul Mass TV on YouTube. Go check it out. We here. 929-477-2425 is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Lock Gaza. If y'all didn't tune in to the first 30 minutes of the show, you missed out on Smooth Vega. And we can always play it back. Remember, it's all recorded. Just give it about 10 minutes after the show, and you'll be able to listen to the show. We dropped a lot of gems tonight, y'all. 2021, this shit is about to raise another level. I'm definitely doing a lot of different things. Mindstars, salute the whole Quarter Record Radio team, man. I thank you. I appreciate every single one of y'all who believe in me, because I believe in y'all probably 10 times is more. Believe that shit. Straight energy. Shout out Hippie Hype. Shout out Mad Connected, man. Motherfucking Haiti the Great. Cousin Dink, man. You know what I mean? We got Liquidations. If we need it, we got it. Cousin Dink can take care of you. Believe that. Let's get to these callers. We got about 12 minutes left. If you are listening right now, call in. Be a part of the show. If you are artist and you listening, the number is 929-477-2425 because this is where the independent artist matters the most. Let's get to these callers. My fault, I had y'all waiting, but let's get to it. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And what the fuck you do?
AC fucking cash out, landslide on your fucking forehead, New York City stand up.
Money Maniac coming out soon.
Money Maniac coming real soon. Oh, no, motherfucking.
Yo, you got the date? What's the date,
huh?
My nigga? What's the date,
man?
For you got a date?
The 6th. I ain't gonna hold you, the 6th. Officially dropping on January 6th. Facts.
6 as in 6 or 5 as in 6?
As in 6, the 6th.
Oh, man, y'all, 2 more days, y'all. I've been waiting for this shit since November, goddammit. Stop playing. He's been putting in work.
Yo, I work. You know what I'm saying? I work. Be done on that shit. So
I just wasn't trying to drop no bullshit, man.
Man, I can't wait. We definitely got to get you an interview on For the Record Radio after it drops so we can see and we can talk about it and we can definitely get to these songs because I know you're putting out a lot of heat, man. Yo, you got any shout-outs you want to give and request a song before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. Shout-out For the Record, man. Everybody got showing this. Shout-out the whole landslide. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out everybody working, independent artists and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna need some Wells
block. Oh shit, that's crazy. Cause I had Wells lined up, but I wasn't sure. Cause you know y'all be tricking me over there. There's like 72 motherfucking Landslide members, so I ain't know who you was gonna pick. But you know, one thing I know about Landslide, they not the same niggas, B. They just not.
Don't compare me, nigga, don't compare me to them. Fuck you mean. I put my all into this grind. You put your all into your bitch. We is not the same, nigga. With my back against the wall. Man, I swore I never switched and I didn't change, nigga. With my eyes closed. It's landslide till my eyes close. With my eyes closed. It's landslide till my eyes close. I put my all into this grind. You put your all into your bitch. We is not the same, nigga. With my back against the wall. Man, I swore I never switch and I didn't change, nigga. These type of niggas that I never get. No eye for the vision, always peeping for a bitch. I hope that pussy finna make you rich. Finance was the aid, but a dirty straggler, how you take your risk? Just a fuck nigga turn a stuck nigga. Wasn't down for the cause, well shit be looking up, nigga. Then you appear like what's up, nigga. No fly zone, it's 10 toes, you better duck, nigga. We all took losses, but it ain't the same. We all put in work, but it ain't the same. I put my brothers on my back, you turned your back on your brothers. Don't compare us, dog, we ain't the same. This Kush blunt keep a nigga calm. I shot a yak just to ease the pain. Ambition keep a nigga moving. Glock 40 for my haters, they won't do the same. I put my all into this grind. You put your all into your bitch. We is not the same, nigga. With my back against the wall. Man, I swore I never switched and I didn't change, nigga. With my eyes closed. It's landslide till my eyes close. With my eyes closed. It's landslide till my eyes close. I put my all into this grind. You put your all into your bitch, we is not the same, nigga. With my back against the wall. Man, I swore I never switch and I didn't change, nigga.
Don't compare us to them, man. This is for the record. Tune in or you tuned out. 7 days a week, man. Y'all know the fucking vibe, man. It's your boy, Fly Gazza. You already know BX in the motherfucking building. New York City, stand up. I want to thank everybody who called in tonight. I want to shout out Smooth Vega, Landslide, man, Hossy called in. There was a lot of numbers that hung up, and I wish y'all would have stood so y'all can get y'all shine here on For the Record Radio, that's for sure. But before we go, we're going to get this last caller of the night, my man, Seattle.
King Kush money in the building. What it do, Flock Gazza?
Good, man. Star, how you doing today? How was your New Year's, man?
Man, laid low, chilling at the crib, boats. You know what I'm saying?
I guess like the rest of the world, huh?
We real all talk, man. You know. And you know, Seattle, man, it rains a lot, so you can't really do too much if you ain't working, man. You in the crib, man. So. It definitely did a lot of raining out here, man, for the last few weeks. So, you know, I just been in the crib posted, watching movies, man.
Man, that sounds safe and corona-free to me, my man. Yo, let everybody know what you do here for the independent artists, because they are a lot of independent artists listening right now. So let them know what you do, King Kush Money.
Real talk, man. Shout out to all the independent artists out there, such as myself. Make sure y'all tune in with your boy this Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. I got my guy, Big Bro, Mr. Boss Player. Gonna be in the building, California, stand up, West Side. We in the building. So y'all make sure y'all tune in, man, with your boy on the control room. We got some call in control the last 15 minutes of the show. Man, we have a lot of fun. We play number dope, independent artists globally from all over the world. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with your boy, man, For the Record Radio, Mind Stars, King Kush Money. You know, we in the building. Let's get it.
That's a motherfucking fact, man. Make sure y'all tune into the control room, man. It's going to be lit. This Wednesday, West Coast will be heavy in the building. So just know, yo, Boss Player is going to be here, man. Tune in or you fucking tuned out. And yo, Kush, man, you got an independent artist that's going to let shine and close the show tonight.
Man, yes, indeed. Once again, man, shout out to every independent artist that's out there grinding, doing their thing. Shout out to Pop. Shout out to Haiti the Great, Mad Connected, Cousin Dank, Flock, Gaza, Minnesota Taylor For the Record team. Who I want to shine tonight? Man, let's go ahead and keep going with that Suavo, man. I want to hear that, you know what I'm saying, that club banger, man, the strip club music, man. You know what I'm talking about.
You know I know what you're talking about. Y'all better go see that damn motherfucking video, model for model. You know it.
Model for model. They're
doing that motherfucking thing. Let's go. Tune in or you tuned out.
I need a
record.
Big booty,
shout out
big booty bitches to the motherfucking front. It's time to shake that ass, baby. Hey. It's time to get on that motherfucking flow. And throw something like you ain't never threw it before. Yeah. From the north to the south. Hey. Hey.
What you gonna do with them dollars?
Model for model.
Hey.
They on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler.
Yeah.
Can't speak to her if you not proper.
Can't speak.
Her outfit right up in her locker.
What you doing?
That ass finna be like a knocker.
Gonna be.
She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet?
Hey.
Shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Shorty gon' get it. She throwing that ass, she flicking them
deep.
Hey, shawty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwing that ass, she flicking them deep.
Get it.
Shawty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwing that ass, she flicking them deep.
Hey.
Ass trampoline. 33 with the face of a teen.
Okay.
Body look like a bottle, but when she start throwing that booty, she causing a scene. Jump some honey, she drop to her knees. If you broke, she won't bother to see. Rather dance on a bitch than a G.
Okay.
But I bet she gon' give it to me.
Yeah.
Left cheek, right cheek, no feet. Burn her head in the car, no G. Speed limit, she ain't using no teeth. Throw it back to the West End Suite. Big bag, we don't do shit cheap. In the club, she be turned there weak. Got a grind, she the type to go eat. Got a grind, she the type to go eat. Model for model. They on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker.
What you doing?
That ass finna be like a knocker.
Gonna be.
She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet?
Hey,
shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Shorty gon' get it.
Get it.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, shorty gon' get it.
Hey.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans.
Get it. Get it.
Shorty gon' get it.
Aye.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans. Round of applause. Time to turn up, I know she be with it. Try give me 50.
Yeah.
She live for the blues, creeping like niggas. Ass and titties. Skinny petite, but she got a big. Fuck it up, mama.
It
you
up.
Can't tell a shit, she do stay lean.
Out
of her mind. Slurp for the Birkin, free for the Fendi. I'm on the grind. Tweaking and beating, I made her get trippy. The hoes gon' turn up. Whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. I know she gon' turn up. Whenever I think I'ma drop me a ticket. Model for model. They on the floor like a toddler. Money gon' make sure they holler. Can't speak to her if you not proper. Her outfit right up in her locker. That ass finna be like a knocker. She gon' hit the pole and stop poppin'. Like nigga, what's up in your wallet?
Hey,
shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans. Shorty gon'
get it.
She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans. Hey, shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans. Shorty gon' get it. She throwin' that ass, she flickin' them jeans.
You already know.
Bravo. ABCNG.
Backsway, baby.
Oh, y'all thought we was done.
Get back on the fucking track.
Oh, we gotta end this motherfucker. This is A-Stack. Mixy Moe. Let's go.
Everybody have a good night. Drive safe.
Hey, yo, Pluto. Going brave.
I could've get love the way I love. I was young, now I'm cold hearted, now I got a thirst. So much pain up inside of me, I already had enough. I don't know if I can love no more, I don't know how to trust. Told me you need me, but I know you ain't even need me though. Loved you from a distance, that's probably why you ain't see me though. Talk to you through these songs, I don't know how you ain't hear me though. You ain't have to do me wrong, but I guess you like to hear me flow. I'm still young, I got a life to live. I ain't focused on no love, I'm just focused on getting rich. I was young and dumb, having fun, who knew love had me numb. I feel so heartless and I always feel like giving up. My heart hurt, my soul shaking, I don't know what to do. You left me alone, this pain is crazy, I was so into you. When you left, I was hurting, you was knowing it too. At least you gone, it's better than you not just showing the truth. You got a girl, I got a wife, and yeah, I told him to shoot. I don't miss it, but my emotions are showing I do. Times get hard, and I probably need a shoulder or two. She was leaving, she ain't caring, she just told me to move. Nothing's different, I'm doing me and you doing you. One of my fears would be you leaving, now I'm losing you. You leaving like it's easy, I guess that is nothing new. And you don't gotta believe me, but I got something to prove. She keep asking what's wrong, don't realize that my love gone. Stay trapped up in the room, because of you, I'm writing love songs. And she got this feeling she ain't never felt before. This pain I'm feeling, I don't wanna feel no more. Got me feeling mixed emotions, I be trying, I can't show them. He heard from the things they told him, can't express them, so he wrote them. All he know is paper chasing, he's so hurt that he can't take it. Show won't work and he can't face it. When I was back to basics, you left out of nowhere for no reason. I'm like, why? Said I'm changing, but there ain't no changing. I ain't even try. Had me cool, dripping cold sweats, I couldn't even cry. Had me holding my emotions so much, I can't even lie. It was crazy, it amazed me, I ain't even one believe it's true. Thought you needed me the same way that I needed you. Only wanted you, now I got six, wish I could leave you too. Like, mom, I know you watching me, just please believe I need you too. All these dark clouds, rainy days, I can't stand this pain. Oh, my heart is falling right apart, but you don't feel the same. It's crazy, I gave you my love and you just ran away. And if this ratchet don't bring me to the top, I'ma find a way. If times get hard, is you gon' ride? Cause I know 99% of the love yous I heard was lies. You made it hard for me to trust you, I see the fake in your eyes. But I could always put my trust in my brothers, cause those are guys. I could've get loved the way I love. I was young, now I'm cold hearted, now I got a thirst. So much pain up inside of me, I already had enough. I don't know if I could love no more, I don't know how to trust. Tell me you need me, but I know you ain't even need me though. Loved you from a distance, that's probably why you ain't see me though. Talk to you through these songs, I don't know how you ain't hear me though. You ain't have to do me wrong, but I guess you like to hear me flow. I could've get loved the way I love. I was young, now I'm cold hearted, now I got a thirst. So much pain up inside of me, I already had enough. I don't know if I could love no more, I don't know how to trust. Tell me you need me, but I know you ain't even need me though. Loved you from a distance, that's probably why you ain't see me though. Talk to you through these songs, I don't know how you ain't hear me though. You ain't have to do me wrong, but I guess you like to hear me flow.